Let us pray. Holy God, you gather us together, often the most unlikely of people, to listen to one another, to listen for your word in the midst of what is said or in spite of it. And so let us hear your voice, either because of my words or in spite of them. Amen. Last Friday, at noon, a motley crew of people, mostly from Richmond, gathered in falling snow in front of the symbol of learning, the Richmond Public Library, in a show of unity in the face of racism. Reverend Victor Kim from the Presbyterian Church had got us together. There were people from the United Church. Can we have the slides? There we go. And maybe the next one. There were people from the United Church. There were Presbyterians. There were Anglicans. There were Roman Catholics. There were Eastern Catholics. There were conservative Jews and Orthodox Jews. There were Muslims and there were reporters. And there were people from all over and people whose family origins span the globe. Can we have the next one? There we go. And standing in the middle of that group, and the next one, was a young woman holding a baby boy, and she had a sign that said, "We all walk upon the same earth." And it seemed so fitting to me that in the middle of this group was standing this image, this symbol of the Madonna and Child. And not the image of Mary of the bowed head, Mary the submissive. This was Mary the prophet, Mary the activist. And when she spoke to me, she talked about the value of all people. And when she spoke to the reporters, she said, "All these people are my neighbors." And though this young woman did not speak of faith or religion, she was the living symbol to me of the Magnificat. The one who said, "The mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty." We have the next one. In the midst of the falling snow, another young woman came forward to speak. She's from Al Jazeera Mosque on No. 5 Road. She'd had absolutely no time to prepare to speak because it was supposed to be someone else who was held up by the snow. She stepped forward bravely, though, and she spoke so well. And she told us this: "Each of us has a choice about how we will live and be. Fridays are important to us as Muslims. If we can, we go to the mosque at noon and pray. Today I made a choice, and today this is my mosque." After the speeches were over and I'd gone inside to get warm, another young woman came to me. I don't have a picture of her. She's a reporter for a Chinese newspaper, and she's only just learning English. And she asked me, "Why did you come here? Why would you speak out for Chinese people?" And there's the crux of the matter, isn't it? Why would we speak out for someone else? And here's why: because it's not about Chinese people. We know from history and we know from looking around the world that where one group must walk in fear, none of us are safe. I know that flyers that went out in Richmond complained about Chinese people. But they're just a template. They're being sent all across Canada. And they incite anger and hatred, but about different groups. In Edmonton, the fill-in-the-blank portion said something about Muslims. In some places, it was against Native people, Filipinos, whatever, whoever seems to be the target of the moment. In fact, the most virulent and dangerous racism at the moment in Canada is among First Nations people, or towards First Nations people. And one of my friends recently contacted us to tell us about some of her recent experiences in Vancouver. Trying to fight against the many faces of racism is like playing whack-a-mole. If you just approach one issue, it pops up somewhere else. To work together effectively, we can't just be against something, we have to be for something, and something that translates into positive action. Let's not be against racism, let's work for friendship. Let's not be against hate-filled words, let's learn how to just say hello. Let's not just be against violence, but let's stand together for a safe community. What we say matters, but what we do matters more. A young woman who sang about the power of God in the first century wasn't singing because she could see a rosy dream. She sang because she needed God in the darkness. I think there are dark days coming. Recent events have made it seem that racism and hatred and violence are acceptable. I believe that there will be pressure on all of us to conform, to separate ourselves from one another, to believe the things that have been said to inspire anger, and that lies will be told to drive us apart. We will need the courage of our faiths to resist that and to work together for the good of our community. We must actively work for that, to embrace kindness and seek justice and walk in peace. And often, we are hampered not by fear of violence, those of us who are privileged or more secure, but fear of embarrassment. Fear that we don't know how to say hello. Embarrassed that we don't know how to speak. So let us support one another to meet and to greet and to most of all to invite. Let us invite one another into friendship. Let us invite one another into our homes. Let us invite one another into conversation. Invite one another to walk together. Too often we don't know each other well enough to act together. The gathering on Friday came about because a few of us picked up the phone and called one another, called people we'd never met, and we didn't know how we'd be received, and not everyone responded, but most did. I picked up the phone and called Rabbi Siegel, and Victor picked up the phone and called the mosque. An invitation was extended in that most Canadian setting, in the snow, in front of a library. At the end of my talk on Friday, I used these words of John Wesley, one of the founders of our faith. He gave his people this mission. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. And so let us continue to gather to sing in the darkness, and by gathering, we will become the light. Amen.